This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Larry Bluestein, Danny G, right up until 8 o'clock this evening. Thanks so much to head coach Sean Clark from Appalachian State for joining us to kick off our number two. Now I turn our attention to high school in South Florida. One of the coaches, I'll tell you what, has been below the radar. He's a guy that took on a big task at MacArthur, trying to rebuild the program. And I'll tell you what, he's been quite the teacher. He develops kids. And that's one thing that when you take a look at, especially in South Florida, everybody's so consumed with wins and losses. And yeah, it's great to win. But when you develop kids and get them ready for the next level, Coach Kevin Burnett has done that. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time.
Hey, Larry, thank you so much for having me. I greatly appreciate that introduction, man. Thank you so much. Well,
but it's true, because I've watched you in action, and yeah, everybody likes to win. But when your kids walk out of there, Coach, after 3 years and are better than when they entered, that's a big thing. Because they go on to the next level, and the things that you and your coaching staff have taught them and have preached to them have added up. And you guys, finished last year trying to get over the 500 mark. Talk about that, because I know that your pedigree, playing at a high level in college and playing with the Cowboys and San Diego and Dolphins in Oakland has prepared you to be that teacher.
Well, when I tell the kids all the time, I'm not coaching the 15, 16-year-old you. I'm coaching the 25 and the 30-year-old you. The game kind of carries over to life. We try to play mistake-free football, and unfortunately, last year, playing for the division, we had a couple turnovers, a couple costly turnovers, and that kind of cost us. So, this year we're looking to improve on that and make sure we stay disciplined and stick to the fundamentals of winning football.
What was when you first started coaching? What was the toughest adjustment for you? Because you don't seem like the type of guy that's going to come into a program and go, well, I played at this level, they got to play at this level. I think the toughest part just trying to get yourself in that mode where you got to separate what you did from what they're doing?
I think I stepped in at a unique time. As soon as I got the job, the week after, we were locked down on the pandemic. So I was forced to adapt to the digital age and kind of step into the new way of life and things how we know it now. But the toughest adjustment was just not being able to have my hands on kids and obviously losing the big monsters that we had up front to Chaminade, and kind of you let the door open. Once you can't put your hands on your kids, holding on to them becomes a task. So that was the biggest adjustment, and just understanding now that, you're going to have to continually develop talent, because let's call it what it is. The private schools are, they are what they are. You're going to lose a handful of kids to them every year. So you just have to, keep the development going and keep football at its purest. You do it for the enjoyment, you do it for the love of the game, and you do it to see young men develop themselves, from when they're freshmen to, when they walk away into the start of manhood.
You take a look at this, just high school in general these days, and You almost have to have blinders on because you want to kind of keep your, you know, keep your attention away from the kids who leave or these kids, you know, who are swayed. And you've done a pretty good job of it. You've got a lot of kids on that team right now that have bought in, that have spent, you know, the off season and last season getting better and better because you're seeing results and they see results. So that obviously, I'm sure the mantra this year coming into the 2023 season for you guys is to get over that 500 mark and win a district. But that's a great thing because that shows that you've progressed and the kids have bought in.
No, listen, we've definitely progressed. And I think we've grown, particularly in key positions, you know, at the cornerback position and at the quarterback position. And then obviously getting more coaches, getting more help. Anytime you can get more dedication around your program, anytime you can get more hands on deck, you don't have to coach everything. I mean, we lost, you know, in the span of time, we lost three coaches in a span of 10 days just from the standpoint. You know, the public school, we just can't offer them what the private school educations can, and right. Salary-wise. So it's tough to – the retention level is low. But, you know, if you can get people to buy into what you're teaching and, you know, you can get people to see the vision and just see the purity of your heart, you know, you'll continue to win people over with your actions and your results. And so – you know, that's why we appreciate you and what you do and the fact that you've been around it so long and you could snuff out, you know, the guys who aren't in it for the right reasons or, you know, just don't have the right character to sustain greatness.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach Kevin Burnett joins us, head coach at MacArthur. And you grew up in California and you played high school football in California. And, you know, obviously you were just there running your camp. Talk about the similarities since we're going to be seeing St. Thomas Aquinas playing the number one team in the country and John Bosco and Bosco Prep coming up to start the season. Obviously, Miami Central is going out to play a really, really good Bishop Gorman team. Talk about that because, you talk about private schools and probably the top four or five schools in California are private schools.
Right. Just, you know, over the last couple of years, just with the change in, you know, how money is flowing and just where people go to look for talent, the traditional system of public schools being really good in California has kind of took a turn. It's not over, but it's really hard to, you know, again, that talent retention in those areas and two historical programs. St. Thomas and John Bosco, these are two teams that are going to be, you know, pretty evenly matched. And when you look at what Bosco does well, I mean, they run the football, they're a big physical football team. And I think their advantage is just their weight differential, you know, up front in the trenches. And then you're looking at St. Thomas, you know, they're the speed, fast Florida team. So I think when you look at it just with Bosco, they're going to be the traditional team. They're going to lean on you, run the football, play good defense, and play typical California football with the bigger guys up front. And I think, you know, St. Thomas is going to go out there and throw it over your head, run the read option, and try to get the ball on the perimeter. So it should be a really good game. And I do think it's going to tell the tale of the tape of who has the more dominant programs, you know, West Coast football or Florida football. So I think it's going to be pretty evident early. Who comes out on top.
And that's a good point. And you and I talked about this yesterday about the weather and being hot and humid at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, especially on AstroTurf or, you know, artificial turf field. That could play a difference. It did last year and when St. Joe's of Pennsylvania came down and they kind of looked like they were wilting a little bit in the second half. But Bosco's a deep team. They'll have a lot of reserves. I'm sure they're going to get down here a couple of days before, and they're going to get an opportunity to go on that artificial surface and assimilate the time, which is awfully tough. But you know what? You know, you guys have done it. College teams do it, so it's not against the, you know, the grain to do it. So we're excited. We're more excited about you this coming year, and I appreciate you stopping by. just let you know that you're doing a tremendous job. I appreciate what you do with the kids and how you teach the kids, because I think that's the essence of high school football, what you can teach them and what they get out of it.
Man, Larry, I definitely appreciate it, man. You know, being in it as long as you have, you know, like I said before, you know, you've seen the good and the bad of high school sport, and to have you, you know, mention me as helping build a program and you know, to say that we're doing things the right way, you know, I greatly appreciate that. As you know, a lot of times, man, as high school coach in South Florida, you wonder, man, because it's, you know, sometimes the wins don't equate and, you know, the talent leaves and you're like, damn, am I doing this right? You know, because this isn't adding up, you know, is what I'm doing working or helping? So, man, I appreciate that. I really do.
Good stuff. Coach, thanks so much. We'll talk with you soon.
Thank you, Larry. I appreciate it.
Good stuff. Coach Kevin Burnett, the head coach at MacArthur High School. And you know, you don't have to go 10-0. I mean, you could go 6-4, 7-3, 5-5, and show progress because of the fact that as what you teach the kids. And I think he does that. And I've watched him, and he takes the kids around. And you know what? He's going to lose out to a lot of private schools because that's just the way things are. That's the culture we live in this day and age. And, it's important for him to continue to do what he did. You know, I mean, when you come from the NFL like he did, it's not always easy to tolerate things that, you know, you didn't have to. You know, it's like we always thought, well, Pete Rose is not going to make a good manager, but because who's going to hustle like him? Who's going to play hurt like him? But things work out.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.